This is episode 1108. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I want to welcome you to a brand new series we're beginning this week. And our theme for this week's series that we'll explore every day for 7 days throughout the week is how to lay the foundation for your inner life. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation every day on the podcast. And each meditation is customized around our weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth so you can really master these qualities in your life. And with this week's theme of laying the foundation for your inner life, I'm following a recipe by Saint Francis of Assisi. And I think that many of you may know of Saint Francis's prayer for peace. Regardless of your religion or belief in spirituality, his poem on peace is beautiful, and I think it's what we all strive for. So I'm going to read the very first part of the poem to you in this episode. And then throughout this week, I'm going to break down the poem into the different qualities that St. Francis talks about. These are different qualities we strive for in our life. And if you could achieve these qualities, this would lay a beautiful foundation for your inner life. And so there are 6 qualities we'll be exploring this week. Those are the qualities of peace, love, forgiveness, faith, hope, light, and joy. And in the final episode of this series, I'll share with you the latter part of his poem. And we're going to do something special with it. So you have that to look forward to. So all week for 6 days, we'll be focusing on a certain quality. And then on the 7th day, we're going to focus on applying the different qualities to your life. So let me read the poem to you. This is the prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi for peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. So we'll be breaking this down and focusing on each of those 6 qualities. Peace, love, forgiveness, faith, hope, light, and joy. And then I'll read the rest of the poem to you, as I mentioned, in the very final episode. I want to share a little background on Saint Francis. And the most important thing I want to point out about Saint Francis is that this was a personal creed he developed for himself, or how he wanted to live his life. And he was by no means a saint throughout his whole life. In fact, he did a lot of things that were very far from saintly. And in fact, he was born in the 12th century. And he lived the life of a wealthy young man because his parents were very wealthy. His father was a prosperous silk merchant, and he served as a soldier fighting for his hometown of Assisi. And when he went off to war in 1204, he had a vision that directed him back to his hometown of Assisi. And he lost his taste for materialistic possessions and the more worldly life. So he went on a pilgrimage to Rome, and he decided to live his life in poverty. So he lived among the poor there in Rome, and he actually began begging at St. Peter's Basilica. And so he lived a life of poverty there. Soon he returned back to Assisi, and he began preaching his experiences and his reflections on life. And before he knew it, a lot of people were drawn to him, and he would have huge crowds of people listening to him. He developed his own order, and he was authorized for his order in 1210. So he lived a very worldly life and committed all kinds of sins. He's now one of the most beloved saints the world over in the Catholic faith. So I selected this poem by St. Francis because I wanted to encourage you to create your own personal creed for how you want to live your life. This poem by St. Francis is pretty famous, and you may have heard of it, and that's why I selected it. And because it hits on so many of those qualities, love, peace, joy, forgiveness, all these qualities that can lay the foundation for a beautiful inner life. So your challenge this week, I always issue a challenge at the beginning of a series, is to come up with your own personal creed or foundation for your inner life, the qualities you want to bring out and emphasize. You may not have really considered this before, and you may not have thought of focusing on these personal qualities as you meditate. You may have thought of your meditation ritual as simply being a way to relax and calm your mind and body. Why not improve your life in a dramatic way by focusing on and cultivating these inner peace qualities? So think about this week the qualities you would like to focus on in your life, and make this a personal creed to yourself. So the very first quality we'll focus on in the meditation technique I share with you today is where many great people throughout the ages have stated that it all begins with love. And so I'm going to share with you a technique to help you focus on love, to open up your heart and focus on love. So in your meditation today, as you're seated, or maybe you're out walking around doing errands or getting ready to drift off to sleep, it's all good. Simply focus right at your heart and use your breath to draw in through your nose as you inhale, a breath that circulates love and peace throughout your body. And as you exhale, exhale love outward. So you're taking in love from your surroundings, from the people who believe in you, from the people you love and who love you, from places you love, things you love. Inhaling this through your nose, circulating it throughout your entire body. You may feel your heart at your chest begin to swell. This beautiful, peaceful breath. And as you exhale, send out your love and gratitude to others around you in your life, to the places you love, to the things you love and rely on each day. And do this love breath focusing on people who love you, people who support you as you inhale, drawing in their love, and as you exhale, sending out your love to others. This beautiful inter-exchange of love. Love is meant to be shared. So do this technique in your meditation and do it throughout your day. Do it for at least 3 rounds, meditating to the point where you're still experiencing stillness. Always end your meditation on a high note. And if you would like a little bit more guidance to be guided in a meditation, I share a way for you to do that where I have a membership site, which is very soon to launch into a meditation app of 30-minute guided meditations. You can meditate to the 15-minute point if you want. You get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, and you get to try it for free for 2 weeks. And you also get a slowdown guide with all the different techniques I share with you for each week, organized nicely on a guide so you can refer to the techniques again and again in case you forgot. What was that love breathing technique? It's organized nicely for you so you can refer to it. And you also get a journal, and these journals really enrich your meditation experience. You can glance at the daily reflection question in each day's reflection on the journal, or you can print it out and write in the journal. Many people keep their journals in a binder, and they say that it's become an important part of their life, keeping a meditation journal. You also get access to a private Facebook group. So again, this is at my website, which is at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Om, sipandom.com. So now do your breathing technique, focusing on love, and remember, you are so worth slowing down for.